Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'll be joined shortly by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. It's a blessing to be coming to you today with Flowing with the Pastors Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to ask you to go ahead and email someone, call someone, and let them know that Flowing with the Pastors is on the air so that they too can tune in and be blessed. The chat room is open. The phone lines are always open so that you can call in and speak with us personally. We will be willing to counsel you and to pray with you and even to just hear what the Lord has to say through you during this season. Amen. In the lives of so many, when so many are looking to hear what God is doing in the lives of others. The Bible tells us that we shall win him over by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we're excited about what God is going to do here on today. I want to say hello to everyone, and also to all of you who are streaming. God bless you. So good to have you join us. Those of you who are listening, those of you who are listening through the archive, I want to say thank you for taking time to download this broadcast and also to listen to what God is saying for this season, because this is definitely a time when we as Christians are experiencing so much, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of challenges, a lot of victory, and a lot of blessings. Don't you know that everybody is not in the same season at the same time? You know that when your season comes, that someone else is actually going through. So we are going through different seasons at different times, and that's why we have to laugh with those who laugh, and we have to mourn with those who mourn. But one thing that we can all do is rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And just be so glad for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I want to invite you to come over to our website, www.nccmonline.org, www.nccmonline.org. I will be updating our calendar sometime this week. I'm a little behind because of the surgeries that I had on last year. And believe me, I am still recovering. I am still recovering, but I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So I want to invite you to go over to our website. I also want to invite you to come out and worship with us. Come and fellowship with us over at New Creation Christian Ministries on Sunday at 11 o'clock, Tuesday at 7, and Wednesday at 7:30. Come out and fellowship with us on any one of those given days. And we're right over on 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We have a beautiful facility with some wonderful, anointed, loving people of God. And we would love to have you come and join us. Well, my husband is not here yet. So let's see who is in the chat room. My husband is not here yet, so I'm going to go over to the chat room and see who has stopped over to fellowship with us. And then I'll be opening in prayer. And prayerfully, Pastor Anthony will be here by then. So let's see. So far we don't have anyone in the chat room. I think I might have messed up because I opened the chat room twice, but you know, all things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. So the chat room is open for those of you who want to come into the chat room. I'm going to open in prayer now, and then we'll go ahead and move forward. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and we just magnify your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. And we ask, Father God, that you come in and fellowship with us as we gather together in your name. We ask, Father, that you anoint this time that we have together, that you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, that you heal the sick, and open the eyes of the blind, open the ears of those who cannot hear what thus says the Lord. We ask, Father God, for your blessings upon this time, and we ask, Father God, that you will continually show us the way that we should go. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Pastor Anthony is here. I've been waiting on you. So good to have you here. Welcome, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. It is good to be here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Amen. So what's going on?
Oh, all is good. All is well. All is well. I love that term because we got to have that declaration on our tongue on today. Because although the world is in a recession, we got to realize as Christians and believers, we don't operate as the world because the Bible says we don't belong to this world. So we got to begin to operate in the kingdom and of the things of God, and then we'll begin to see manifestation and fruit in our lives. So I'm
Amen.
Just excited. I'm just excited about, you know, your just so much is going on. I recall the word you brought to our church on Sunday, talking about the blessings of Abraham, and it's just an awesome thing. It was a continuation of our Bible study, midweek Bible study, to remind us, and that's one of the things I want to do today, remind all of us to focus on the blessings more than the distractions. Pastor Rebecca, there's just so much going on in our world, and if we're not careful, we can be distracted, and we should be prospering and being in good health even as our souls are prospering.
Yes, amen, amen. And we do need to focus on the blessings. And that's one thing that I taught on last week, that we get so caught up in the struggle. You know, there is definitely a spiritual war, and we get caught up in the struggle. And sometimes we just need to take our eyes off of the struggle and put our eyes back on Jesus. We need to put our mind back on Jesus and back on the promise that we have and the blessings that we have inherited as believers. You know, so often it's a battle. We're so busy fighting that we come out with battle fatigue. You know, we're weary. And that's why I believe that Paul tells us in Galatians 6 not to grow weary in well-doing. Because he knew that we would. He knew that there was a chance that we would grow weary.
Amen. And that's why Jesus, you know, tells us to enter into his rest.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we need rest. We need to step back from it all, replenish, regroup, rethink, you know, re-strategize, and then go right back in the ring. You know how they push a fighter back in the ring?
Yes.
They're starting to swing again. But they're just what they're in each corner, they have a stool that they get them a little breather, a little rest, just to go back in there to fight. So I'm just excited, you know. It's amazing how you can be crazy enough to be excited about the warfare, but if the devil's messing with you, that means, beloved, you're right there on the borderline. You're right there on the verge. You're right there on the edge of a major breakthrough in your life. So if the devil's breathing down your back, if you find yourself in a storm, if life has been an uphill battle, if it's been hard, trust me, God will honor you in this season. Your position is just to endure.
Just to endure. If you don't faint, if you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you don't bow to your circumstances, you will receive the blessings of the Lord. God's word is true. You know, and he does have a reward for those who diligently and earnestly seek him, those who refuse to bow down and worship Satan, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. And Pastor Anthony, you said you're excited about the warfare?
Yeah, listen to what, I have my Bible open here, but listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning at that 23rd verse. It says, I'm reading from the NIV version, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. And when you begin to live the Bible, when you begin to carry out the mandate as a Christian, go into all the world and spread the good news of the gospel, when you try to make an attempt at living holy and being in the image of God and just trying to live a godly life, then the devil's mad. So the one thing we got to recognize is that if you're on the side of the Lord, we said often, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
If you find yourself in a battle, knowing that you can't lose, even though you got a battle, yeah, you can get excited about it because you already got the victory. So your mindset and your way of thinking has to be in such a way that you recognize warfare, you know how to deal with warfare, and you realize that you're going to walk away from that warfare, that fight, just like all the other times you had the battle.
Yes.
So I do get excited about the warfare because I know that, again, as I just said earlier, we are in pursuit of what God, as you talked about the blessings of Abraham, Abraham had to go through some stuff.
Yes, he did.
I mean, all
yes,
the men and women of the Bible that have been blessed had to go through something. But we have this I'm going to be nice, but we have this gospel today, and I thank God for the word of faith. I thank God for prosperity messages and preaching. But we need a balanced gospel. We need a healthy diet of God's word to sustain us during these evil days.
Yes.
Like if the scales are too weighted on the side of prosperity and success and victory and happiness and joy without the other side of repentance and sin and being remorseful and, as I just read, helping other people, then you don't have a balanced gospel. And one thing I'm finding is that many people, as you told us not to bow on Sunday, many people are bowing because they're not getting fed the word of God in the right way. But when you get the word of God, when you get the word of God into your spirit, into your soul the right way, then you're ready for warfare. You'll stand,
yes,
as it says in Matthew 7, and your house won't sink on the sand, but it'll be built on a firm foundation of Jesus Christ himself.
Amen. Amen. And I mean, I just want to just stay right there for a minute because we talk about the spiritual warfare, and I'm just sensing in my spirit that we're not the only ones that go through spiritual warfare. There are many that are right in the middle of it right now. We have Mrs. D. Neal in the chat room, and she said, this spiritual warfare is a mess. And she said, and I need to get excited about it. And I'm right there with you, Mrs. D. Neal, because spiritual warfare, it is exciting. I'm going to tell you why, because Pastor Anthony just said it. But I'll expound on that a little bit. It is exciting, but at the same time, it's painful. It's frustrating. It's challenging. That's when you go through spiritual warfare. But Pastor Anthony was in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 today, and I'm right there with him. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, we all know that one, which says, there has no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. It says that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. My God, he's not going to put any more on you. Listen, whatever you're going through on today, and I'm talking to myself, that's why I'm laughing. Whatever you're going through on today, you know, go ahead and get excited. For one reason, because God is faithful, and he's not going to put any more on you than you can handle. And for the second reason, Pastor Anthony already said it, if the devil is on your case, that means that you must be, not that you might be, but that you must be on the right track for God. You must be on the right track. You must be getting ready to receive a blessing from the Lord. You must be getting ready to annihilate the enemy. You must be getting ready to crush the devil's camp. So it is something to be excited about when you know that you are mighty enough in God to have the devil come against you, because the devil's not messing with no Christian wimps. He's not going to mess with you if you're a wimp in the kingdom.
That's
but he will mess with you if you're on target and if you're on track. Pastor Anthony, I want to take a minute to say hello to everybody. We want to say hello to Jay Strickland, who's listening online. God bless you, Jay Strickland. Also to Gospel Music for You. We want to say hello. God bless you. Good to see you today. Marcus L. Boston. I see Marcus has been tearing it up. He had a relationship show on yesterday, and I was able to sneak in there and hear a little bit about what could help men to be better in their relationships. So go ahead, Marcus. Keep doing what you're doing. Want to say hello to Bible Study Live. God bless you, Mrs. D. Neal. And we have a few guests, guests 1081, 1066, and 1115. I want to say hello to all of you. Pastor Anthony and I welcome you all and say you're more than welcome to call in and talk to us or to put your comments in the chat room. Mrs. D. Neal also is featuring me in her Christian Business Owners newsletter, featuring my book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life That You Want. And if you haven't gotten a copy of that newsletter, you can go right over to her website at ckqgifts.biz, www.ckqgifts.biz, and pick up a copy of the Christian Business Owners newsletter. It's certainly a blessing. But Pastor Emily, let's get back to this warfare because, ouch, you know, I mean, ouch, you know, I've been going through, and I tell you, I told the church, and I want to say hey to Prophetess Singletary, who just popped into the chat room. I told the church on Sunday, I'm going through growing pains, and that's what this spiritual warfare has been for me, when I can look at it as a blessing and not something that can take me out.
Amen. Amen. It will challenge your thinking. You know, the Bible
says
that perfect love casts out fear. And the devil tries to create that storm and create circumstances and situations in our lives to stir up fear in our hearts. But God tells us, Jesus reminds us to keep our faith. Because where faith is present, that fear must subside and go away. So I'm just reminded that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. And in the warfare, Pastor Rebecca, you know, sometimes it is a testing by God. And God says there's no discipline that any of us go through that is present. But the outcome, as we come out that thing, we're stronger, we're better. You know,
hey,
we're wiser, as that song goes.
Wow, we're stronger.
Never would have made it. Hallelujah.
Stronger, better, and wiser.
And wiser.
My God.
And that song gives credit to God Almighty. So we got to realize it, and that's why I get so excited because the word of God now can be put to the test. And that's why you got to have this word deep down in your heart. You got to have this word deep down in your spirit. It's not going to happen just with willpower or our former way of thinking and what we think we know. God desires to give us a new heart. And with that new heart, you'll begin to see yourself in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
I just, in my own personal life, I just came off of a 21-day fast, and I've seen some things in me that only God can reveal. And that's the beautiful thing about God. We go from glory to glory. And as you just said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is always coming up in the morning.
Wow.
You know, and that's one of the things when we say get excited about warfare, it's only for a season. It's only
Amen.
For a moment. Paul writes to the churches and said, your light, he put an emphasis, your light affliction is only for a moment.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Called it a light affliction. Some of the stuff that we're going through that's taking some Christians out, God is saying, come on. You know, you're a seasoned saint. You're the mature. I have so much for you. I have so much. Yeah, I know the plans I have for you. It's already ordained. It's already destined. It's already, it has your name on it. But you didn't, as you said the other day, some of us want to stay in third grade and kindergarten. But yet God wants to promote us and elevate us and bring us up. But he's not going to put on us, you just read it, more than what we can bear.
That's right, but you're going to go through something, and you have to know that. You know, I love what you said, Pastor Anthony, about a full gospel, because sometimes we don't give the full gospel. You know, a lot of people think that it's going to be easy being a Christian. You know, come to Jesus and he'll make your life brand new. Yes. Come to Jesus, he'll take good care of you. Yes. But one thing we need to also say, come to Jesus and the devil's going to be on your track because you just abandoned camp. And it's going to, you're going to fight. That's why the scripture is full of stuff to encourage you during the battle. James chapter 1 says, in verse 2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy. Rejoice. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith is going to work patience. And then let patience, it says, let patience have her perfect work, so that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Your trials, listen, you know, this is what God is saying to me during this time. Even though I'm a mature Christian, you know, I put away my little sins and my I put away my big sins a long time ago, and I fight with my little sins every day. And I consider myself to be holy. You know, I do consider myself to be holy. But the thing about it is, God is saying to me, even though you have reached a level of maturity, you still have a ways to go. You are not finished. God is saying, I will complete the work that I started, and you will not be finished until you see me face to face. So we have to let patience have her perfect work so that we can become mature in Christ. We cannot be babies anymore just wanting the sincere milk, but we also have to be mature Christians to get to the meat and potatoes of the faith. Well, we know we're going to have days when we have to fight, but also knowing that, as the book of Ephesians says, that we're going to stand after we've done everything. After you've done everything, you're going to stand not in your power, but you're going to stand in the power of his might. And make sure that you have on your full armor. Some of us are not getting dressed in the morning, Pastor Anthony. We're walking around here with half of our armor on, and we need to put on the full armor.
I mean, that's vitally important. You know, as we put on our natural clothing, we got to even more so put on our spiritual clothing. And that's why I admonish our church all the time to start your day off with prayer and reading some kind of scripture before you start your day, because it really does set your day in order. It really does. And Pastor Rebecca, it's just awesome. I'm seeing so much here in 1 John. I just have another scripture to lift up. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. You know, I had this one deep down in my wallet and in my possession when we was trying to find our church facility. But it goes on to say, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. So when you know that your prayers are being answered, past tense, when you know that your prayers are being answered and have been answered, then you can walk in a certain assurance. And I'm reminded, you just talked about, you talked about mature and seasoned saints, and those of us who've been around the campfire for a while. Even the great prophet Isaiah, when he was in the presence of God and the angelic host singing holy, 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 he saw himself as a sinful man. When Peter and them was in the boat and they saw what Jesus did when he spoke to the wind and the waves, they saw just how wretched they were. And as you just said, we all are a work in progress. So when we as seasoned saints, when we as Christians, when we are the very elect of God, trying to encourage one another, iron sharpening iron, then that should be an encouragement, because someone needs encouragement today, because there are seasons where you do get down, where your energy does get low, where you can't even utter out a prayer. And that's when you need the body of Christ to come and bear each other's burdens.
Yes,
so that's what I'm talking about. We gotta know the whole Bible, because you said it Sunday, so many Christians are bowing. And that's why I talked with that scripture. I talked about that scripture. Many things are permissible, but God never told us to be tolerant. He never told us to be so understanding that everybody has a situation that we should have empathy and sympathy for. The Lord God is the final authority, and that is what we need to stand on concerning our finances, concerning our marriage, concerning the sickness in our bodies, concerning our church and our ministry, It's the word of God that will not come back void.
Mm.
So that's why I can speak the way I do speak, because I try to keep this word in my heart.
Wow. Well, Pastor Anthony.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Anthony, you talked about the word of God. Now, I was just looking and thinking about that as you were speaking, where we were talking about putting on the full armor of God, and it talks about picking up the sword, which is the word of God. And it tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's what we were talking about when we were talking about spiritual warfare. Now, you have weapons of warfare that you talked about. I don't know if you have them off of the top of your head, but you want to just talk about those weapons of warfare?
Yeah, there are seven weapons that I believe every Christian should have, you know, in their possession. The seven weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And as you just said, there's about six listed there in the book of Galatians, that sixth chapter.
Ephesians.
The ones that I use often and I believe in, a pure heart is number one, to have a pure heart. Because it says, blessed are those who are the pure heart, for they shall see God. And number two is prayer. We must be seasoned, and we must have a lifestyle of prayer, because nothing is going to happen with prayer. And also, as you just talked about that spiritual warfare, we'll be amazed at what a prayer life can do to prevent things from even coming into our pathway. Number three is obedience. We must obey the word of God and try to deal with our sin issues and walk in obedience. Number four is our testimony, our own story. You know, it says in Revelation that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. You know, sometimes we don't think our story is significant enough when we see the wild sensation of people who give testimonies, but your story does matter to someone else. And number five, as we just said and we emphasize, the word. Number six, the name of Jesus. And number seven, the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my God.
So when we're pleading the blood of Jesus, we're reminded of how the blood was on the doorpost in Exodus, where the death angel went past the children of Israel and just went to Pharaoh's house. And then when
Amen.
We talk about the name, he gave us that name, which is above every name, and he gave us authority as Christians to use his name.
Yeah, so number one is a pure heart. Number two is obedience or prayer?
Prayer.
Number two is prayer. Number three is obedience. Number four is your testimony. Number five is the word of God. Number six, the name of Jesus. And number seven is the blood. Nothing but the blood. My God, the blood of Jesus. I remember how old Christians used to plead the blood, the blood, the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. You don't hear that anymore.
No, you don't. And that,
wow.
That was some power. Our demons would flee when those old things start pleading the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Throwing that anointed oil over their home and throwing that oil on their children and pleading the blood and anointing and blessing everything within reach.
My God. We want to welcome you all to the chat room. God bless you, Brother Reggie. Thank you so much for stopping in. Gospel music for you. Brother Reggie is not on Block Talk Radio as much anymore, but he's playing for a station down south, and we don't have that information, but we would love to know where you are, Brother Reggie. Amen. So that those of us who can tune in and listen to you. I want to say hello to Marcus Boston. I already said hello to Marcus Boston. Joe and Maggie, and also Miss Quiet Storm. We want you to call in. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. What's going on in your life? what is going on in your life? What is God saying to you? What words of wisdom do you have to share with the listeners here on Flowing with the Pastors? We don't know it all. We are more than open to hear what God is saying, words of wisdom that God may have to say through you. Sometimes God will ask for a testimony. Maybe somebody has a testimony. That's how I started ministering. God started with my testimony, where he just began to pull my testimony up out of me, and my testimony has helped many, many people. So maybe God wants you to share a testimony today. Maybe you need prayer. So if you need prayer, you can call in 646-652-4832. So, Pastor Emily, you know, what else is going on? What else do you have to say? Do you have more on the topic, or is God putting something else in your heart?
Hey, I mean, it's just so much happening. I just thought as you were sharing about your testimony, and you know, we have a 10-year-old daughter, Kayla, and I get so blessed sometimes by her conversation and what fifth graders go through in our world, and it's just one of those things where as a parent, you know, just talking about parenting, it is just a unique time to be a parent. You know, we have one in high school, we have one in grammar school, and we have one in college. But we got a parent at so many different levels. But I just want to encourage people who are parenting today. God has your children covered, and he's never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. So it's one of those things where as we talk about not bowing as seasoned saints and Christians that's been around a while, we need to be encouraged that although we see a lot going on with our youth, that our children are covered, and many children are being drawn into the things of God. So
yeah.
I just wanted to share that because, you know, in my travels and what I see, whether it's the newspaper or what I see with young people, I just don't see that reverence for God, and I don't see even them with the intentions of being a serious churchgoer or you know, handing their lives over to Christ at an earlier age like they used to do back in the day. But I'm encouraged because God's word won't come back void. And if you are a parent and you are being challenged today, I just want to say be encouraged.
Yes, be encouraged. And you started that off with Kayla, talking about Kayla. She's 10. And a couple of months ago, she came to us and she said, Mommy and Daddy, I want to remember to bring my Bible home from church every week. Every Sunday, she said, because I want to sit down and read my Bible in the morning when I eat breakfast. And, you know, you and I both had to hold ourselves back from a Holy Ghost shout because, you know, this was something that she picked up on her own. It's not something that we told her to do. Like during our children's moment, we encourage our kids, all of the kids in the church, to read their word on a daily basis. And it's good to know that his word does not come back void because our children are picking it up. They're picking up on it. And we tell them they could do anything that they want to do. And this was before we had a new African-American president. We have always encouraged our children that they can be, do, and have anything that they want to be, do, and have in the name of Jesus. And our children are running for presidents in their school, and they're going out for different essay contests. They're reading their word. They're speaking up. Our kids in NCCM, they're amazing because God said in his word that you should train up a child in the way that that child should go, and that child will not go far when the child is old. And another thing, you miss one of our children. We have a 30-year-old. We have a 30-year-old, and she's in parenthood. She's married, and she has 4 kids. And she is another blessing, you know. So we do have children at all levels, you know. We have a grown child. We have a child in college. We have a child in the 11th grade, and then we have a child in 5th grade. And parenting is at all levels. At all 4 levels, it is challenging. It really is challenging.
You know, it's amazing. I didn't forget our daughter Hakita. I was thinking more of the kids that were still attending some kind of academic schooling. But the just the beautiful thing about it, now that we're talking about our daughter Hakita, she this past week had to go to the emergency room, and
yeah,
a procedure. And it, all is well, and you know, just got to praise
Hallelujah.
His name. we got a pledge he put on this end that all is well, and the outcome was great. And that's what I was just saying, Pastor Rebecca. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. Even our 31-year-old adult daughter, like I said, is getting victory and breakthroughs in her own life, even as she parents in this hour four small children herself.
Yeah, and God is not mocked. I just want to say that we do reap what we sow, because Hakida was my first child. I was a mother at 16. And Hakida was my first child. And that girl, by the time she got to be my daughter, by the time she got to be 15, I didn't know nothing. I went from being her best friend, who she loved dearly, to being her enemy, who didn't know nothing. You know, she had a brand new mind. You know, she was being more influenced by her friends. She wanted to do what she wanted to do, and Mama couldn't tell her nothing at that point. And I remember she ran away from home when she was about 15 years old. And was gone for the whole weekend and came back home with diapers. I came home from work. I was working at Merrill Lynch. And I come home from work with my suit on, and I got diapers sitting up in my living room with my runaway child. You know, I wasn't saved. It's amazing why I didn't kill her and just go on to jail. It's amazing. Because I wasn't even a Christian then, but I felt like choking that child. You know, I was worried about her all weekend, and she brought diapers home because she was scared that I was going to beat her. And that's what diapers said. She came to us because she was scared that when she came home you were going to beat her. I said, well, she never lied, because I'm going to get right in her butt. And they said, no corporal punishment. And you know, it's just amazing what we go through as children, because my granddaughter ran away from home about three weeks ago. My daughter called me up frantic because now her 14-year-old had left the house and was gone for hours. And thank God she wasn't gone for the whole weekend. But it just goes to show that we have to be real careful about some of the stuff that we do. And thank God for the blood, you know, that my old stuff is covered in the blood, because I would hate to reap from some of the stuff that I did in the past. But I just told that little story to encourage the heart of some parents out there. My daughter is 31 years old now, and she has four children. She married young. She sent almost... made me crazy as a young parent, but she's okay. You know, she's married. She has her children. She's a great mother. She's a Christian. She and her husband love the Lord. You know, they still need guidance as adult children, but they're okay. You know, they're going to be okay. And I just want to say that to some parents who have children who are younger in their teens or maybe early adult life, who are not really on track with God. You know, Dana Neal says that her son wants to get saved, but he thinks he has time. He has time. Your children might not be on track with God, but you keep praying for your children and know that God knows your heart. He hears your prayers, and he can save your kids. He can save your kids and bring them in out of that mess that they might find themselves in. Do your best. Do your best, and let God do the rest.
Amen. Amen. And it's just so awesome, because that's why you said the Bible says, train a child where he should go. When they are old, they shall not depart. And a lot of our sitcoms, a lot of our television is influencing children, and that's why you have a degree of disrespect that's in so many homes. But, you know, it's amazing, as you talked about as you talked about running away, our oldest son, had a venture with, I mean, he's in college now, just moved into his own apartment and doing well, just got a promotion on his job. And he had an incident where he got so sick of our rules and called himself running away. They killed me how they run away and they just go around walking around the city that you live in. But it's one of those things where, as you said, growing pains.
Yeah.
Growing pains. And we can be our children's friend, but we are called to be their parents.
Yes, first.
Now our two older children, you know, they're young adults now, they see now, as they are young adults, what we tried to do as far as raising them.
Yeah,
so
because
void what you're putting into your children.
Yes, and don't think it won't hurt. That's, again, you know, parents, we go through a lot of tears. We go through a lot of heartache. But don't be anxious. The Lord says don't be anxious for anything, you know, but come to him with your prayers and supplication, and he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. God will give you peace even in bringing up your children. He will give you peace when you're having trouble in your home, trouble in your marriage. God will give you peace when you're having trouble with your money, with your finances. He will give you peace in every single area of your life, in your health, all areas of your life. And we would just put God first. There was a scripture that we had read in the church on Sunday. I don't remember the text, Pastor Anthony, but what Jesus said, if you don't forsake everybody and you know, your mother, your father, your child, and even yourself, and pick up your cross daily and follow him, you cannot be his disciple.
My God. Yeah, that was from the book of Luke you had me read.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he could have said it any clearer. I don't think he mixed words. I think he was pretty direct, because we are called to be disciples, and then we are called to make disciples.
We are called to be disciples and then make them, my God.
And then we're called first to be disciples. He said, you know, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men and women. So our first order of business is to follow Jesus. We're following careers, we're following denominations. We're following, some of us are following pastors and big names. But Jesus said, follow me.
My God. My God. My God. Follow me. And that's that. Just think about it. Even then, we have to remember that as we follow Christ, we cannot be consumed with what other people are doing, because that's when we fall. You know, you're following Jesus. You're supposed to keep your eyes on Jesus, but you're moving forward following Jesus, and you got your head turned looking at your brother or your sister and the mistakes that they're making and what they're doing, and you end up tripping over something and falling. You know, so you have to just be careful that you don't put your mind so much on the wrongs that other people are doing, and make sure that you are okay, that you're walking with Christ, and then, you know, then you will be able to counsel somebody else, you know, as they're walking. And you'll never feel worthy. You know, if you get to the point where you feel like, I got it all together and I'm worthy and I can do this, I got this, you're better really, really, really be careful, because you're in trouble. You know, you're coming up against something, because, you know, sometimes we could get to the point where we think we have arrived. I got my hand raised, you know, we get to the point where we think we have arrived.
I'm
and then. You got both of your hands raised. Oh, Lord. My God. And then, you know, God, what God do? He will chastise you and send you a test. Just like he sent Abraham a test. You know, Abraham waited 25 years to have Isaac. And then, you know, in the meantime, he, about 15 years into the promise, he went and slept with his new wife, Hagar, and had a baby by her, trying to create his own blessing. And God had to come and pull his coat and say, no, you and Sarah are the ones that the blessing is coming through. I'm going to give you an Isaac, a genuine blessing through Isaac, through Sarah's womb. And Abraham was, he waited 25 years for Isaac. And then what did God tell him? After Isaac got to be up a certain number of years, he said, bring your son to me and kill your son. Sacrifice your son as a burnt offering. You know, and it's an amazing thing. I preached this on Sunday. God didn't want Abraham to kill Isaac. He wanted to know if Abraham loved him enough that he would kill Isaac if he told him to. God wants to know, do we love him enough to do what he told us to do? You know, it's just that simple. You know, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times, do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter's like, oh, man, Jesus, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. And Peter said, feed my sheep. You know, and Pastor Anthony, I really have the full capacity of that particular text right now, being a pastor, when he said, feed my sheep, because we know that sheep are not supposed to kick and bite, but you know, sometimes you get, the sheep can hurt you, you know, they might not really be sheep, they might be goats, But, you know, being a pastor, you have to feed the sheep no matter what. And forget about the sheep. You might not even feel like it. The sheep might be doing everything they're supposed to be doing. They loving you. They want to hear. They want to follow God. But you might not even feel like it. You might be going through something. And guess what? You still got to feed the sheep. So for those of you who are called to preach, my God, it's awesome to know that you got to feed the sheep anyway, even if you don't feel like it. And you can't do it according to your opinion, but you got to do it according to God's word, which is truth.
And Pastor Rebecca, you're so on to something here. It's one of those things, you know, you just got to – the Bible says clothe yourselves with humility. And the reason we clothe ourselves with humility because God says he'll exalt us in due season. I believe in a prophetic, and I believe that prophecy can encourage you and ignite you to go on to fulfill your purpose. But another thing that I'm finding is that many people who have the call or have a particular divine destiny on their lives are sometimes stepping out prematurely. Not just pastoring, but running with the prophetic word and then sometimes seeing that that was not God. So one of the things, and that's why we spend so much time on this program talking about the word, one of the things prophecy should do is line up with the word of God. The prophecy
yes.
should line up with the word of God, and that's one of the ways you can affirm the word of God that's being declared over your life. So even though the prophetic is in the earth realm like never before, you know, the apostle is being restored. So many of the fivefold gifts are being restored. It's just a thing where you need discernment in the spiritual gifts that they talk about in Corinthians and Romans, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of discernment, and so many others, to make sure you're on point with God.
Yes.
Like we can go back to that John, and it says, if we ask anything according to his will, you need to know God's will for your own life and allow God to now make that will come to pass.
Amen, amen. And Marcus Boston in the chat room says that pride comes before the fall. You know, pride truly does come before the fall. And God talks about in the book of Deuteronomy, I believe it's chapter 8, where he says, I let you go through the wilderness, and I humbled you, and he said, I tested you, you know, he said, I proved you, you know, to see if you were truly ready for the blessing. He said, I fed you with manna from heaven, you know, and some of us are right there where we're being humbled and we're being tested, you know, proven by God that our faith is being proven to see if we truly can handle the blessing, because God does not want to give you a blessing to the point where it messes you up. You know, God does not want to open up the windows of heaven to pour out so many blessings that you literally can't receive it, that you literally can't handle it. God is not the type of God to give you something prematurely. You talked about that, Pastor Emily, when we step out prematurely, because if we step out prematurely, that thing can destroy you. You know, that thing can really take you out. It can take you out of the church, out of the will of God, and right out of heaven, you know, eternity. So we have to be careful that we're not asking God for too much too soon, you know.
Amen.
And just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, you know. Go through the test. Fight the good fight. You know, build yourself up in the word. Keep your ear inclined to hear what thus says the Lord. Refuse to give up and keep pressing. Keep pressing forward. God will meet you every step of the way, and he will bless you accordingly to where you are. God will bless you. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed because God is not a man that he should lie. You know, nor the Son of Man, that he should repent and change his mind about what he has in mind for you. He has something in mind for you, particularly for you. And you are the only one that can receive your blessing. So that's why I said, don't worry about what John or Janie or Junebug is getting. Know that God has blessings stored up with your name on it, and what God has for you is for you.
Amen. We say often, nobody can stop us but us. And it's amazing that you said that, because we whether we go to a small, big, or medium church, sometimes looking at another person's lives take the spotlight off of our own lives. But he says for us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So every day there's room for improvement. Every day, I said it to our church on Sunday, I know more word now today than I've ever known. But there's something new that I learned today that I did not know yesterday. And that's just an awesome thing. That please don't miss that, beloved. It's one of those things where, as you just said, don't get too, we can never, any of us, get too full of ourselves. Because although we know all this scripture, all this word, there's sometimes a test that can come that really can kind of throw us aback.
My God.
I believe that's why the person, Pastor Rebecca, goes into a backslidden stage. Because as you said, you know, the backslider had an expectation of God that was not met, and all of a sudden don't want to come to church anymore, or mad at God for a long season and period of time. But God is not a man that he can lie. He can't go against his character.
His ways are hard
in our ways. His thoughts are hard in our thoughts. So if God drops something in your spirit, as you just said, we got to wait for the manifestation of that thing.
Yes. Amen. 646, I see you. I'm putting you on the air. I don't know how long you've been holding. I just looked at my switchboard. Area code 646, you're on the air. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors.
God bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Pastor Francis.
God bless you, woman of God.
While, but God has been saying, be obedient and stay on.
Amen.
You guys always bless me. I hear you talking, and I feel like I'm hearing myself talking, and I'm praying to God at the same time, and the Holy Spirit is telling me it's the same spirit. That's why we're speaking the same. So I praise God for his word, and the Lord imparted in my heart to give you two scriptures and to add to the list of the weapons that Pastor Anthony gave. The two scriptures he gave me, and I'm going to be real quick, is Psalms 119:89 that says, God's sovereign and unchangeable word governs and maintains all creation forever, O Lord. Your word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And the other word he gave me to give you was Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And
my
we in the flock, we got to hold on that his word will never pass away, that our opinions and our feelings are not facts. The fact is that God's word is true. And quickly, to add to the seven weapons that the pastor gave, another weapon that I say and the word of God says is surrendering to the Lord, claiming the victory, repentance, imitating God. Forgiveness is a weapon. Ready your sins, expelling them demons. This is Mark 16:17. Confessing your sins is a weapon. Humbleness is a weapon. The grace of God is a weapon. Calling on the Holy Spirit is a weapon. Speaking in the Holy Ghost tongues is a weapon. Calling on our angels is a weapon. Resisting temptation is a weapon.
All right, amen.
As brethren,
go ahead.
Binding the stronghold is a weapon. Loosening God's Holy Spirit is a weapon. Calling on God's mercy and favor is a weapon. Disarming the enemy, as it says in Colossians 2:15, is a weapon. Demolishing, also commanding and destroying all agreements and permission that was given to the enemy, and declaring, rebuke, and cast out is a weapon. Asking God to release generational blessings is a weapon. Canceling the enemy's plans, tactics, influence, attachments, possessions, schemes in the name of Jesus is a weapon. And worshiping is a weapon. Praising is a weapon. Fellowship is a weapon. And affirming your faith is a weapon. Fasting is a weapon. Believing in God's miracles is a weapon. As in John 14:12 says, and blessing others with acts of kindness is a weapon. And of course, tithes and love offering is a weapon. And last but not least, ministry is a weapon. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for your obedience in the name of the Father, the Son,
Hallelujah.
The Father, the I'm going through major battle, but I'm staying strong. I'm staying strong. I'm staying strong. Yesterday I went through, I was left my house crying my eyes out in the middle of the road. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as
hallelujah.
I got in the train,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A sister in the train station in 125th Street, she started screaming out, hold on to God's promises.
My
hold
God.
On to the dreams. Hold on, hold on.
Ah,
and I
ah.
knew that was Jehovah. Sending me one of his angels. And then I, as obedient, I went to minister to an elderly man that I always go see. And he never wanted to hear about God, but I always plant the seed. And as I got ready to leave his house, he gave me a prayer book. And it
my
had
God.
A horse on it. And I love horses. And
my
then
God.
That prayer book, it said, hold on to the
Hallelujah.
God's word and hold on to his dreams. Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you, and we just magnify your name on today, God. Oh, Lord, we love you today, and we just surrender all to you today, God. Oh, Lord, we lift up our sister, Pastor Fran, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Even if we lift up ourselves as pastors, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the same spirit, the same battle, the same Lord, Lord of all, King of kings. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her testimony, God. We thank you for her obedience, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her humble heart before you, God. We thank you even for her brokenness, God, knowing, Lord, that her brokenness leads to promotion in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for lives that are being changed and souls that are being saved, God, as a result of this woman's ministry, God. So right now, Lord, we speak life. We speak encouragement, God, in the name of Jesus. You will continue, Father God, to be the lifter of her head, God. We thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, have sent, Father God, angels to minister to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have never left her, never forsaken her, Lord, but continue to be with her in all things. We thank you for the ram in the bush, God, even in the train station, Lord, that was able to yell out to her to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for the battle, knowing that the battle is not ours, but is yours, God, and knowing that we fight not against flesh and blood, God, but against spiritual strongholds and principalities and wicked high places, God, but we will not falter, we will not fall, we will not bow, God, and we will continue to stand, Father God, under the power of your might. So I thank you for my sister, I thank you for her ministry, God, and I ask that you continue to heal her, continue, Father God, to minister, strengthen her, God, bless her beyond what she asked or imagined, God, in the name of Jesus, and continue, Father God, to give her direction and wisdom for what you would have her to do during this season, God. Thank you for the spiritual growth. Thank you, Lord, for what you're bringing her out of. Thank you, Lord, that she's coming out better than when she went in, God, stronger and wiser in you, God. So we thank you, Lord, for her testimony and the blood of the Lamb today. And thank you for lives that will be changed as a result of her obedience on today. Bless her, God. Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her in the power of your might. In the matchless, magnificent, mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God.
I receive, and I continue to pray, and I continue to do God's word, and I continue to be obedient, and I know that what I'm going through is nothing what he went through.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I could testify. I'm with you. And it is the same spirit, because this is a time for the saints to well out before the Lord. You know, so many are rejoicing today. So many are rejoicing during this season. And God is saying, yes, rejoice in the Lord always, but also be mindful that this is a time for the wailing out of America. You know, that we have to continue to wail before the Lord. Let us not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, of Satan, amen, to get us distracted, amen. And because you will not bow, the attack against you, my sister, has been magnificent. It has been mighty, but nothing is more magnificent, nothing is more mighty than the Lord you serve, and God has already won the battle for you. So know that you will go through, and you will be persecuted for his name's sake, even in the spiritual realm, but know that God's already got you. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider, which means that he sees. The Lord our God sees, and not only does he see, but there's another interpretation that God will see to it. that you come out of this victorious and that
Hallelujah.
You come out better, amen, and that you come out with the plunder because there's a blessing in store for you, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
And
my God.
About it.
Amen. Amen.
I try to
so
keep
God.
Funny and keep my sense up, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I try to turn it around, and like I told my ministers, I said, I'll do a segment about it. They persecute me, I'll do a segment about it. They
Amen.
Me, I'll do a segment about it.
Amen.
Whatever.
Amen.
Lord,
and that's
God, because everything is a learning experience, and like you have said, and I've heard Pat Anthony say too, is a promotion.
Yes. Exactly, because you're an ambassador. You're in the army of the Lord, and you know when we get to be higher levels of maturity in Christ, where we refuse to bow, then the fire gets turned up. They want to throw us into the lion's den. They want to throw us into prison. You know, all kinds. They want to kill us. You know, so this is the church of old. This is the church of the Book of Acts. 10 seconds. I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you all. Pastor Fran, tell us about your broadcast.
My broadcast is Block Talk Radio, Pastor Dash Friend, where to God be the glory and honor he has imparted in my heart to help equip, empower all ministers to get them better to their calling and their purpose. Also, we have Soul Champion, which is my youth minister, and then we have Prayer Time, my other minister, Minister Johnny.
And what time?
Block Talk Radio. There,
what days?
Mine is usually in the evening. I'm starting to do 11 p.m.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday. And Soul Champion, he's been going through some situations, so he hasn't been on air for a while, but I'm going to get him back on track, or the Lord is not me. And Prayer Time is usually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's for the archives because we're not streaming, and I wanted to get that at least in the archives so that people can know. And God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in and your obedience, and know that your sister loves you over here.
Hallelujah. I love you,
Amen.
Too. And when you get a chance, I just recently did a segment on a petition to the Universal Court. And it's all scriptural. And it's just like a petition you would put in court, but the only thing is scriptural.
Amen. And that's blogtalkradio.com.
Yes.
/Pastor-Fran.
Yes.
God, that's blogtalkradio.com. That's Pastor-Fran for the archives of that. And I'm going to go over and check that out. I want to recommend that to everyone listening. So God bless you. And
God
I will be.
Love you.
Love you. Okay, bye-bye. God bless you, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're off the air. We love you. We appreciate you, and we just pray that you have been blessed by what the Lord had to share through us all on today. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity, and remember my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we right here at Flowing with the Pastors. Amen, and praise God. Thank you.